Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, September 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of nonprofit news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Kiwanis Club of Delray's Swing for the Kids Charity Golf Classic is October 18th in Boynton Beach. Benefits Achievement Centers for Children and Families. The Kiwanis Club of Delray will host the 43rd annual Kiwanis Swing for the Kids Charity Golf Classic on Saturday, October 18th, to benefit Achievement Centers for Children and Families and Delray Beach Kiwanis Foundation. Registration begins at 11:30 a.m., with an 18-hole best ball scramble starting at 1 p.m. at Indian Spring Country Club in Boynton Beach. The event features a $10,000 hole-in-one cash prize, fun on-course contests, awards dinner, and raffle at 5:30 p.m. Sponsorship opportunities are available. For more information, visit the Kiwanis Club of Delray's website or contact Linda Brown Doriet at 954-288-7201.
David Nevins interviews Pamela Craig, CEO, Harford Community Action Agency. Pamela J. Craig, CEO of Harford Community Action Agency, HCAA, leads a team of 21 employees across four departments and 10 programs in Edgewood. Known as PJ, Craig connects Harford County residents to opportunities through support services. Under her leadership, HCAA's budget has grown from $2.7 million to over $6 million, with partnerships with 112 local agencies. David Nevins, president and CEO of Nevins & Associates, a strategic communications company, interviews Pamela. With over 30 years of experience in marketing and public relations, David has a diverse client base in various industries. For more information, visit www.nevinspr.com. The Dairy Alliance optimizes dairy milk education in Southeast schools. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families in the Southeast, has expanded its reach in schools across the region through youth wellness programs that increase dairy milk consumption. This year, the organization awarded Dairy Optimization, Fuel Up, and GEN Youth grants, benefiting nearly 375,000 students in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. Laura Buxenbaum, VP Health and Wellness at the Dairy Alliance, emphasized the importance of dairy nutrition education in schools, stating that these grants provide resources for schools to serve milk in fresh and engaging ways, supporting student health and well-being. The Dairy Alliance awarded 124 Dairy Optimization DO grants in spring 2025, funding programs like Moo Brew, smoothies, and milk dispensers for over 80,000 students, as well as providing Fuel Up and Gen Youth grants for more than 128,000 students in the 2025-2026 school year. The Dairy Alliance's youth wellness team trains school nutrition staff to use grant-funded equipment and implement programs effectively, delivering dairy nutrition education to help students understand the benefits of milk and dairy foods for building strong bones and bodies.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.